الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا موافيا لنعمه مكافيا لمزيده والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وجنوده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام للصائم فرحتان فرحة عند الفطر وفرحة عند لقاء ربه الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable elders, respected brothers, sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we have been blessed with the day of Eid. After 30 days of striving, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala has now sent us Eid. And we will go about in our merriment, we will meet our families, we will meet our friends. And the most common statement that you will hear today, after Eid Mubarak and taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, is that, you know, Ramadan was too short. If there's 15 people in the room, every single one of them will repeat that exact same thing 15 times to each person they greet. You know, Ramadan came, Ramadan went. You know, Ramadan came, Ramadan went. Even if they don't believe in it, you get those people that, you know, they can't wait for Ramadan to end. But even they will say it. Why? Because if they don't say it, I'll look like a harami. So you have to say it, just to tick that box. Everyone says that. This statement has many lessons. There's three very important lessons from here. Number one, the hadith mentioned by Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh on the authority in Kitab al-Maghazi, on the authority of Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Aisha radiallahu anha says that once after migration, after hijrah to Medina Munawwara, my father became extremely unwell. He had a severe fever. They thought he was going to pass away. So she says, I went to visit my father. When I went to visit my father, I asked my father, كَيْفَ أَجِدُكَ يَا أَبَتِي? Oh, my beloved father, how are you feeling? You know, how is it? So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu recited a couplet. He said, كُلُّ مْرِئٍ مُصَبَّحٌ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَالْمَوْتُ أَدْنَى مِنْ شِرَاكِ نَعْلِهِ. That every person, he wakes up in the morning, he feels he is safe. He is at comfort. He is at ease. He is completely oblivious to the realities of the world around him. وَالْمَوْتُ أَدْنَى مِنْ شِرَاكِ نَعْلِهِ. But the reality is, death is closer to him than the shoelace. This is a proverb. Death is so close, you do not know. The akabir, the sahaba, the salaf, etc. would say, when I go into sajda, I do not know whether I'm going to raise my head back up from that sajda. That is the reality of death. This statement is telling you and I, just as Ramadan came and went, our life is going to go like this. You do not know when. In the hadith mentioned by Kitab, in the hadith in Kitab al-Fitan, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ وَيُقْبَدُ الْعِلْمِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that as Qiyamah comes closer, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ, it will feel as though time is becoming constricted. In another hadith, the Messenger ﷺ elucidates upon this. He says, a year will feel like a month. A month will feel like a week. A week will feel like a day. That is how fast time will start going. In the sense, there will be no barakah. If you look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, even those after the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in the month of Ramadan, they would complete up to 62 Qur'ans. How many Qur'ans? 62. MashaAllah, you know the amount of people here, right? I'm not saying it's you can do it, you can do it. You can't do it, you can't do it. But how many people have completed one Qur'an? MashaAllah, you have completed one Qur'an. How many have completed two Qur'an? You've completed two. How many have completed three? Imagine 62. And it wasn't as though, you know, they had bank accounts laden. No. They had to work. They had to fast. Some of them had to fight as well. Badr. When did Badr take place? In Ramadan. Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. When did it take place? In Ramadan. So, yataqarabu zaman. Our life is flying away. We don't see it. Hassan al-Bisri rahimahullah, he's one of the imams of the tabi'een. He mentions, Ya ibn Adam, O man, innama anta ayyam. Your life is a culmination of days. Kullama dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. With every passing day, your life is going away, but you do not understand. Imam al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, he brings a poetry of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. And he says, Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, mentioned, Subhanallah, I should have checked it before I came, right? I relied upon the English, I don't know the Arabic. فَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيحٍ مَاتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ I can't remember the exact poetry, but I remember 2-3 lines of it. فَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيحٍ مَاتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ How many a young, hale and hearty person, one day he is here, next day, gone. وَكَمْ مِنْ سَقِيمٍ عَاشَ حِينًا مِنَ الدَّهْرِ And how many a people, they were promised that they were going to die in the next 3 months. They lived longer than every single doctor that gave them the diagnosis. Life is like this. That is the first lesson. Brother, if you are recording, understand this much. I do not give permission for anyone to record me. I say, and based upon the zahir of the ahadith, it is haram. That is my view. I'm not saying you have to follow my view. The ulama of this ummah have taken that view. If you are recording any videoing or photography, I am telling you straight, it is haram. And I will take you to task about this on the day of Qiyamah. That is all. You want to record everyone else? That is between you, فَشَأْنُكُمْ بِهِ But understand this much, everyone has the right to privacy. You do not have the right to record anyone without their permission. I don't know, you know, where we've forgotten our manners. Really. I'm sorry. It's the day of Eid. Let's be a bit happy, inshallah. But rules are rules, right? Everyone has their principles. You have to stick by our principles. If you don't have principles, then what kind of people are we? That is the first lesson. Time is going. It's going. It is up to you and I to take benefit. The second thing, from that same statement, you know, Ramadan came, Ramadan went. The second thing we learn from this is about Eid. It's about Eid. Why it's the day of Eid. Eid comes when you make effort. You celebrate after you make effort. Why? Eid could have been on the birth of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is there an Eid there? Well, we don't talk about what the people make up, right? But from the Quran and Hadith, is there a day of Eid when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born? Right? I'm not telling you don't celebrate it. It's up to you. That's fashanukum bih. Once again, do it. If you want to do it, do it. We're not speaking halal and haram. We are speaking about shar'an Eid. Is there an Eid when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born? Is there an Eid when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away? No, there isn't. Is there an Eid when Mi'raj, when Salah came down, when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken to the heavens? No. Is there an Eid when the children of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam were born? No, there isn't. Is there an Eid when Hijrah took place, when Islam became consolidated, when Islam now became started becoming a superpower? No, there isn't. Is there Eid on Badr? No, there isn't. Is there Eid on Uhud? No, there isn't. Eid on Fath Makkah? No, there isn't. When is there Eid? After 30 days of fasting, number one. When's the second Eid? After Yawm al-Arafah. Why? Yawm al-Arafah. Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, on the day of Arafah. He was sitting on, you know, he was literally on a bowing state. He was in between sajda and sitting. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Ghalib and Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, is there. And he said, I asked him, he said, you know, man aswa halan yawma idhin. Who is the worst person on this day? Who is the worst person on this day? He said, that person who thinks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive him. Allah's mercy comes down. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah was asked, which is better, the last 10 days of Ramadan or the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? He said, when it comes to the nights, then it is the last 10 nights of Ramadan. They are far superior. But when it comes to the days, then the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, they are far superior than the last 10 days of Ramadan as well. So we get celebration after we make effort. You have to make effort. You have to earn every, you know, we're so used to getting spoon-fed everything. MashaAllah, you know, this country, for all its faults, now it's changing, but for all its faults, we used to get spoon-fed benefits. You don't want to work, no problem. Sit at home, claim disability. Now they check up, right? You can't do that. But you know, in our zamana, I'm not saying my zamana, in the elderly generation, MashaAllah, in the 1980s, etc., when they came to this country, we didn't even exist. But in the 1980s, when our grandparents, our parents, etc., some of us, people came before that, when they came to this country, you know, mashallah, they spoon-fed on benefits. claiming this and claiming that and claiming 10 different things. It's haram, right? But we're just saying. We're so used to being spoon-fed. We forget that we have to make effort. In life, everyone has to make effort. You have to strive. You have to make that graft. That is the only way you can enjoy life. Otherwise, there is no enjoyment. You will not get anywhere. And Eid is a reminder of that. I'm not saying don't celebrate. But Allah Ta'ala made you and I work for 30 days. After 30 days or 29 days, we get Eid. On the day of Eid, what is the first thing that we do? If it's Eid al-Fitr, the first thing we do, we take out Zakat al-Fitr. According to, I think, the Ahnaf Ghaliban, and I don't know about the other Madahib, if you do not discharge your Sadaqat al-Fitr before coming to the Musalla, your Sadaqat al-Fitr is gone. Khalas, it's not accepted. You missed out a wajib. Gone. You can't discharge. There is no qadha for it, nothing. Khalas, you lose out. Then you come. You know, there are five salahs in a day. For all those five salahs, there's what? There's adhan. There's Fajr Salah. In Fajr Salah, there's extra words added into the adhan as well. But still, Fajr Salah is the lowest. Then you have Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah, you have how many adhans? Two. Uthman radiallahu anhu stipulated two adhans. Khalifa Khulafa al-Rashidin, and he's come on to this semana. How many people come? MashaAllah, a lot more. Eid Salah, there's no adhan. How many people come for Eid Salah? If the masjid does two salahs for Jumu'ah, they have to do five for Eid, just to accommodate. And it's the lowest of the salah. When I mean lowest, if you miss it, you miss it. Khalas. Right? I won't say worthless, but if you equate it to Jumu'ah and the Fard Salah, is it not worthless when you equate it to them in comparison to those things? It is. But the people you don't see whole year. You know, Allah maaf kare, there was a question asked recently. Morna, if I don't, you know, if I read every third Jumu'ah, am I safe? Why? Because the hadith mentions, طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ, if you miss three consecutive Jumu'ahs. So he said, if I skip two Jumu'ahs, and I read one Jumu'ah, will I remain a Muslim? You understand the state of all the other salahs. There are no other salahs being read. Nothing. This is a man asking. For a man, it is fard. For a woman, she does not have to read Jumu'ah. According to all the ulama, it's ijma'ah. The hadith is quite clear. There is no Jumu'ah upon a woman. It's not fard, it's not wajib, it's nothing. She should read Zuhr at home. But this is a man asking this question. Then we have Eid. So the first thing you do on Eid is what? Eid Salah. Then the celebration starts. On Eid al-Adha, exact same thing, but except Sadaqat al-Fitr in the day, in the morning, you do Udhiya. And then your celebration starts. We have to make effort. Really, we have to work. It's the reality of life. And then, inshallah, we will go forward. Third lesson. And this is the most important one of all. Ibn Shubruma. Ibn Shubruma, rahimahullah, mentions, he said, oh, insan, you know, you are weird. You are so strange. Why? In the month of Ramadan, you leave out that which is halal for the sake of Allah. But once the month of Ramadan goes, you cannot leave out that which is haram for the sake of Allah. We don't drink water, you know, the white man, you know, not even water. My accent isn't that good, but you get the gist, right? They can't understand. It boggles their mind that you do not drink water. A man is allowed to kiss his wife. The wife is allowed to kiss the man, provided they're married for long enough, right? If you're newly married, don't do it, because you will have 60 fasts on your head 5 minutes later. 10 minutes, it depends on, right? But for a man who is married and who can control himself, and for a woman who can control herself, they are allowed to kiss their spouse. You know that, right? The hadith is quite clear. But how many people actually kiss their spouse in the month of Ramadan? No, not because the breath is smelling, they're just scared. People don't make, you know, people don't gargle out of fear that the water will go down. They miss out a sunnah in wudu. Some people don't even make miswak out of fear. They leave out sunan. They leave out mustahab acts. Leave alone just things which they can do. They leave out things which they should do out of fear that their fast will become broken. But once Ramadan goes, Allah Ta'ala is saying, don't do zina. What are we doing? Wholesale. Once Ramadan is coming, you know, some families are big families, so they have the hall. That boy is sitting there, look at the girl over there from there. And she's sitting there looking over there. Music, you know, no man's business. Month of Ramadan, that same house where Quran was floating through. Now there's music floating through. Bollywood one side, Hollywood the other side. That same man who, you know, who can barely walk, he's standing up for 20 rakat. 2.5 hours. Then he's adding on qiyam on top of that, all of that. Once Ramadan goes, he can't stand up for Fajr Salah. Allah maaf kare. That same woman, she is cooking, she is cleaning, she is ironing, she is getting the children ready, she is getting her own stuff ready. On top of that, in the month of Ramadan, 20 rak'ats of Taraweeh, her Quran, her fasting, everything. Once Ramadan goes, there's no time, you can't. When last you open the Quran? You know. We have, you know, really. Shahr ibn Hawshab rahimahullah. Shahr ibn Hawshab rahimahullah mentions that the worst person is that person who after Ramadan goes, khalas, he's kaput. Finished. That's the worst person. I won't say worst in a sense, but worst person, it's comparative, right? We're not speaking the worst person. Obviously, there are people far worse than him. But if he goes back to his previous situation, then you know, what is the fayda of it? And to end off, when it comes to sin, many people, we find many excuses to justify our sin. Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahimahullah, a man came to him and he said, Ya Ibrahim, I can't leave out sin. Tell me, what should I do? So he said, if you listen to me and take 5 things from me, if after this you can still do sin, then I don't know what to tell you. Okay, what's the first thing? He said, إِذَا عَصَيْتَ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَأْكُلْ مِنْ رِزْقِ. If you want to disobey Allah, then don't eat from His risk. So he said, that's impossible. Everything is from Allah. What do I eat? I can't, you know, that's not possible. He said, okay. If you want to disobey Allah, وَأَنْتَ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ رِزْقِ فَلَا تَسْكُنْ شَيْئًا مِنْ بِلَادِهِ. Then if you want to disobey Allah and you still want to eat from His risk, then don't live on His lands. He said, that's impossible. The world, the 7 heavens, everything belong to Allah. I have to live here. He said, okay. If you want to eat from His risk, you want to live in His lands, and you still want to disobey Allah, then... sorry, man. What's the third one? Eid day, you know? Mine is all over the place. I'll quickly finish up. I can see they're coming to tell me time is going. Then he told him, he said, can I quickly check on my notes, right? Just give me 1 minute. I don't normally make notes, but I have the story up somewhere here. Allah maaf kare. Ah, yes. Then, فَانْظُرْ مَوْضِعًا لَا يَرَاكَ فِيهِ. Do commit sins in a place where Allah can't see. Find a place where Allah can't see you and go commit sin there. He said, that is impossible. Allah is alimul ghaib. Allah is alim. Allah is basir. Allah is sami'. He sees, he hears, he knows everything. How can I hide from Allah? He said, if you insist on doing all 3 of those things and still sinning, then when Malakul Maut comes to you, tell him, akhirni hatta atub wa a'mal as-saliha. Give me respite so that I can make tawbah and I can do some good actions before I turn back to Allah. He said, that's impossible. When the maut comes, the Quran has mentioned multiple times, there is no going back. There is no turning away. That's it, finished. He said, okay. Then when the zabaniyah come, on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala passes hukam, when the zabaniyah come, the angel of punishment, and they come to drag you into the hellfire, then tell them, wait. And don't go with them. He said, that is also impossible. All of us can do that, right? It's simple. When we commit sin, can we not ask ourselves these 5 questions? We can all leave out sin. The month of Ramadan was a proof for each and every one of us. We don't want to do it, unfortunately. Anyway, make dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgive each and every one of us. Allah accept our Ramadan. Allah accept our Eid. Allah bless each and every one of our families. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the next Ramadan be better than this Ramadan as well. I believe they have a few announcements just before that. Can I just get two more minutes, please? Idharu sururi fil a'yad min shi'air al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Expressing joy and happiness is a fundamental, it's a salient feature of Islam. Yes, what is happening in Gaza is sad. But this is a celebration from Allah. We are not celebrating just because we want to celebrate. We remember them. They too will celebrate Eid. They will smile. Through those tears, they will smile. Through those blood-soaked clothes, they will smile as well. We smile. We smile for them. We remember them. And then we remember Allah as well. And we thank Allah for all the bounties He has given us. Don't, you know, Allah maaf kare, don't deprive your children. I know it is sad, but don't deprive your children and say, oh, look at what's happening there. We can't have Eid today. Don't do things like that. Please, let them enjoy Eid. Do it within the boundary of Sharia. Okay, we'll do their Eid Salah just before we start Eid Salah, the method of Eid Salah, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great month of Ramadan. And after the great month of Ramadan, this is the Eid day. It's a great day, very significant day. This is the rewarding day. The whole month, salary will be getting paid today. Allah says. So in terms of, it's a great day, Eid day. This Eid brings us for happiness, joy, peace and prosperity. And inshallah, this Eid will be for us again and again in our life. And alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, may Allah give us a long life, then we can reach the next month of Ramadan. This is the best blessing month for the Muslims. Brother and sister, let me tell you something in this, because of I annoy too much in this month of Ramadan. And I have collected so much money I have collected from you. Almost about 70 grand from you. This is a great amount of money you have given to us. And this is your local masjid. As this is your local masjid, this is your duty to keep it safe, to make it that out, you know, that out, and to make it free from any kind of debt. So in the month of Ramadan, I did many times. I did announce that then we have a £650,000, still a substantial amount is debt. We have to come out to make it outright by, to make our own masjid, to make our next generation masjid, to make it our. Decade after decade, the generation coming, this is an icon for our children, for our next generation. So this is why, what we have to do, we have to come out of that and make this masjid for them, the next generation. They know, yeah, this is the icon for us, our, you know, grandparents, they kept it for us. But we have to come out of that. In terms of come out of debt, brother, always I'm asking that your great support is our wish. And with your great support, inshallah, sooner or later we come out the big debt. Our brothers, you can see the few brothers, they are standing by here with the bucket. As you have given the lot of money into the month of Ramadan, I beg your forgiveness to ask you again, then this is the Eid today. Allah give us reward. So do as much as you can today into the bucket for the masjid. Please, for sake of masjid. So brothers will be collecting the money now. That is a masjid money. Please. And inshallah, the brothers, if you don't have the cash with you, they have the card machine to, if you want to make donate by the card, then they will collect your donation by card. Secondly, brothers, in terms of fitrah, brothers, obviously you know that fitrah is a very important element for the Muslim people. To make the Ramadan purified, you have to pay the fitrah. This is the fitrah is a poor people assets. We cannot grab them. Then making any excuse, then oh, I have a debt and this and that. Fitrah, we have selected £8 per head, including your newborn baby. If you any baby born last night, you have to pay the fitrah for him. That is £8 fitrah per head. You have that five people in your household, times by five, times eight, £40. And that fitrah, you have to pay before you perform your salah. You pay your fitrah before you perform your salah. So, inshallah, if you haven't paid your fitrah yet, our volunteer brother who will be coming after the, this masjid collection, they will be coming to you to collect fitra. Inshallah, that your fitra will send it to the poor people on your behalf. The money will be taken from you, that will be sending with our responsibility to the poor people on your behalf. So make sure then everybody, if you haven't paid the fit right, make sure everybody pay the fit right now. Because in 2 minutes, the namaz will start. Before you start the namaz, then you have to pay the fitra, please. And again, brothers, those brothers are collecting, let them collect it, and they will come after. I'll give you a hint. Whenever they are ready to collect the fitra, then you can do that. And in the month of Ramadan, please, I beg your forgiveness again. And the whole month of Ramadan, so much annoyed you. The money. And this is why, let me tell you something, then we have raised £1.5 million, the total cost of money. Like, how come that £1.5 million is less than £1 million for the whole masjid when you purchase it? But you see, this is the renovation work, carpets and everything. Need to make a masjid. That cost come to the £1.5 million. Suppose to that £150,000 we borrowed from you, then given time frame given there, then the money will be returned to you within 3 months' time. But masjid doesn't have any money at all. That within the 3 months, as we given the in a time frame, when the time your month is coming, we said to our people then who borrowed money, lender money to us, we said then at least if it's a big amount of money, £30,000, £40,000, you have to give us a 4 weeks in advance notice. Inshallah, in that time we'll make your money ready. So I said this brother, he's given the money £40,000, and he just called us and Malik bhai, I need the money in 4 weeks' time. Then I come to Dr. Sahib, said, look, this gentleman, he's given £40,000, but we have to get the money. You somehow you manage that money or get this money from somebody else. This is why we got this £1.5 million. I got the money from him, I given to him, and then I collect the money from him and then given to this gentleman. This is why £1.5 million so much we collected till now. And still we have £650,000 outstanding. That £60,000, mashallah, with your help and support, we have £900,000 paid the debt out. £900,000. So it's not even a complete year yet. We opened the masjid 7, 8, 9 months. Inshallah, with your help and support, next year, if we can, this year we paid out. We repay that £900,000. Inshallah, next year we'll be able to pay that much money, £650,000. But you have to come forward with your big hand, like the other people done this year. They paid the £900. So this is my request, brother. As I said to you earlier, then this is not my masjid. This is not your masjid. This is generation after generation, decade after decade. The masjid will be your grandchild, your son. And they can remember you then, oh, you've done a great job for us. My children doesn't know if I don't teach them, they don't know how to read the kalima, how to read the namaz. In the past year, go back, like 1970, 80, how they eat, then nobody knows that. When the Ramadan goes, nobody knows that. But inshallah, nowadays, brothers like you that donate and build up a masjid. And then nowadays the people know then where the, if well before the Ramadan come, yes, this is Laylatul Barat coming now, this is the Mehra, Muharram coming now. So that all these things are happening now. So I'm not gonna take your time, inshallah, because Mansoor bhai, have you collected the money for masjid? So now inshallah, the bucket coming down to you, this is for the fitra. Brother, if you haven't paid the fitra, please pay the fitra to make your fast. It is pure and pure. Then you have to pay the fitra for £8 per head. So put it this way, In my family, we are eight, five people, then up together 40 pounds. Per head, 8 pounds. So calculate that way, you need to pay them fitra before you perform your salah. This is the poor people money. This is poor people asset. The resource going to the poor people. And you have to pay it. I have to pay. Please. I'm not going to take much of a time. Then I'll give it to our Huzoor now, back to him. And inshallah, he will explain to you how to, Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha come once in a year. So he will explain to you then how to do the Eid Salah, inshallah. And then thereafter, the Namaz will be starting. Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much indeed for your time. Please forgive me.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just to recap how Eid Salah, the performance of the Eid Salah. Obviously, it only happens twice a year, so we all forget. If anyone misses what I have said or I am not clear enough, then please don't hesitate to ask. There is no shame in asking. So there is a difference of opinion between the different madhahib of how many extra takbir there are. How many times you say Allahu Akbar extra. According to the Ahnaf, you say Allahu Akbar six times, six extra times. And we'll do it according to the Ahnaf, the Hanafiya. So, number one, Salah happens first. You know, in Jumu'ah, you get the khutbah, then you get the Salah. Eid, the Salah, then the khutbah. The khutbah is still wajib. The khutbah is still wajib. Which means, once the Salah is finished, don't get up and start walking away. Make yourselves comfortable. I'll be very quick. But we will still have to sit here for another 5 minutes after that. So make yourselves comfortable, inshallah. Anyway, Allahu Akbar. You raise your hands. Allahu Akbar. Tie them. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk. You know, dua al-iftitah. Whatever dua you make, dua al-iftitah. Then, Allahu Akbar. This is the second takbir, but it's the first of the extra takbirs. You will raise your hands and you will drop them. Allahu Akbar. Raise, drop. Allahu Akbar, raise, drop. So that's, wait, how many we got now? We done three extra already. Yeah, see, music, I see. So we did three extra already. Then Allahu Akbar and fold. Wait, no. See, three extra, see, I'm getting confused myself here now. Subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Quddus, right? We start from the beginning all over again. Allahu Akbar, fold, iftitah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Okay? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, most likely Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la. Ruku', Qiyam, Sajda, Sit, Sajda, back up again. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Surah Ghashiyah, Hal Ataka Hadith Al-Ghashiyah. Then, Allahu Akbar, we won't go into ruku'. Raise the hands, drop them. Allahu Akbar, drop. Allahu Akbar, drop. Allahu Akbar, into ruku'. Was I clear this time around? We good to go, inshallah? Everyone, no, if you're unsure. It happened, I'll give you one story, right, quickly. I can see them staring at me from the back, right? I'll give you one quick story. I led Eid Salah a few years ago in West Ham, the Markaz over there. So I led Eid Salah over there. It so happened, I made one less takbir. And in Upton Lane Masjid, Quwatul Islam, the Imam made one extra takbir. The same Eid Salah we are leading. So no, inshallah, we said, no, it's covering, that one is covering for there to there. So it so happens. And another year I started, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Satwik Salam, and start all over again. It happens, you know, the best of us make mistakes. Inshallah, if you can start for Salah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله المنعم المحسن الديان ذي الفضل والجود والإحسان ذي الكرم والمغفرة والامتنان الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل حين شاع الكفر في البلدان صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ما لمع القمران وتعاقب الملوان الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد لله عليكم فيه عوائد الإحسان ورجاء نيل الدرجات والعفو والغفران الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم ملائكته فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجري وفى ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره قال ملائكتي عبدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا ثم خرجوا في الدعاء وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لو جيبنهم فيقولوا ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات قال فيرجعون مغفورا له. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. فيا أيها الناس اعلموا أن من كان يعبد رمضان فإن شهر رمضان قد مضى والله رب الشهور كله وإن منكم من يعبد الله فإن الله حي لا يموت فإن الله باق لا يموت. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصي الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئًا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وقال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. عيدكم سعيد، عيدكم مبارك. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from each and every one of you. May Allah fill your day with joy and your life with joy as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. If everyone could leave through the normal entrance of the building on the left-hand side, if people from the back could come into the main hall and then leave from the left-hand side. Jazakallah khair. I want to try to find someone that can get a little bit.